Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. Actually, the host today is really Otto Lowe. He's not the co-host.
Yeah, but that's because it's hearing.
And we're here with Susan Antonellis, who is the Director of Audiology at the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck. And you guys were talking about a person you know in together.
I just have one other thing, though.
Yeah.
One of the founding people involved with this thing, I believe, was a Dr. Ahrens, A-H-R-E-N-S. He was my internist when I was about 12 years old. So this puts us back a few years, all right? And I remember him talking about Milneck way back when it just started. It was some kind of Lutheran...
It is owned by... Yes, it is a Lutheran organization.
Right.
And, people always think that Milneck is just the school for the deaf. And that was what...
Oh, this is within the same school?
Yes.
Yeah.
See,
oh, this is a whole different organization.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
It's part of the organization. Yeah.
People always think Milneck is school for the deaf.
Right, they don't
realize that we have so many facets. We have Lutheran Friends of the Deaf. We have Milneck Services of the Deaf, which offer when the people are old enough to leave the school and then they want to look for jobs and things like that. That's Milneck Services of the Deaf, and which is what our program comes under.
Okay.
Then Center for Hearing Health, which serves the community. So there are so many other facets to Milneck. The other thing is, you know where we are. We're in Milneck, way up there, and we're out of the way, so sometimes it's difficult to find us, and that's what brought us to have the van, so that we could take that van out and outreach to other communities, because sometimes it's hard for people to get to us, and that was the idea of the van, was to reach out. Instead of getting another location, this way we could take the van and reach other
people. Now, going out with the van, you take... insurance. How's that work?
When we do screenings, we do them with no fee.
Oh,
now,
really?
A hearing screening is where those that would not be appropriate for somebody like Otto who has hearing aids.
Already, right.
It's appropriate for people that are not sure whether they have a hearing problem or not. So we screen them. And then if they were to fail the screening, and let's say we were at a facility, and the facility could then make arrangements, we would come back. We are capable of doing full evaluations on that van. We are capable of fitting hearing aids on that van. We can do it all on there.
Okay.
But those, of course, take time. So we'd make arrangements, then we would take the insurance for the full evaluations, because Medicare and many of the insurance programs do pay for
the full
evaluation. And then we would go back and do a full evaluation. But, of course, those would be scheduled appointments where when we go to these community screenings, people just come and they get their hearing screened, in masses. Now,
Hearing aids, though, are not covered by any insurance.
There are some, very few. But just to go back one second, where you were going with this hearing aid help.
Right.
On the van, sometimes people don't realize that somebody who would have a hearing aid, it wouldn't be appropriate for the screening. So they come in and they say, oh, I want to get my hearing screened, but I wear hearing aids. We always help them on the van, even for that. We keep things on the van, batteries, listening tubes and things to listen to their hearing aids. And we talk to them about the hearing aid, and we do give them advice. So we do that on the van. We provide hearing aid help on the van, too, when we go out to the communities. So that's also something we do on there.
I mean, there are times, like, frankly, you get wax in your ears, and that's another issue with hearing aids sometimes, that the wax has to be cleaned out, because otherwise hearing aids don't work.
Exactly. And even in the hearing aids, sometimes they get clogged with wax. They need to be cleaned. If they came on the van, they said, I'm noticing my hearing aid's not doing too well. Could you look at it? We look at it. We see the wax. We'll clean it out for them on the van.
Right, okay.
Give it back to them. They'll put it on. They'll say, wow, what a difference. And that's the other thing. So we do those little things on the van.
I have a question for Otto. Do you keep them in all the time, or just say you're going to be in the backyard
when
doing
I'm
the grass?
Up,
do you bother?
When I'm awake, they're in.
Then, okay.
I go to sleep, they're out.
Fine, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever hours I'm awake, I have them in.
And can you go in the water?
No.
Okay.
No, you have to take them out.
You have Phonak or Unitron?
Say that again?
Do you have Phonak or Unitron?
Unitron.
I knew from your remote what make it was.
Okay.
Yeah. And they work fine, but they took time to fine tune, if you will.
Yes, and that's the issue with your friend who returned them. Right. I think he should have given him more time and went back to whoever fitted him and said, you know, I'm having difficulty. I'm not hearing as well as I would like. Can you try? The hearing aids are digital. Go on the computer. We can change. We can change settings and all of that and say, these are my problems. When you have follow-up, that's what happens. Right. I need you to do, could you try to do this, report what the problem is, and then they, audiologist is knowledgeable and will make those changes for them.
Right. This is all now, it's very amazing, really. You go and there's a computer screen and there's software and they look at small groups, whatever, music, and all of these different categories are on there, and they can do different settings with the computer software, which then is communicated to your hearing aids wirelessly, and that's how you get the software, or the app, let's call it. Your own personal app.
The problem is, Otto is the model senior. in every aspect, I mean.
I'm glad you brought him here.
Bring up a topic, and other ones, that's how, like my friend that I'm talking about, well, I don't really hear that good, and take him off. It's like, you have to work sometimes. That's anything in life. You have to work at it a little bit.
He may not be ready.
Well, that's,
it's some people, when they are first identified with hearing loss, it takes people sometimes up to 7 years.
Exactly. That's how long it took me.
7 years.
to give in to getting them?
To do something about it.
To do something about it, okay.
Well, you don't realize it. I mean, you watch television, and you put the volume up to 23. I remember a number.
Okay.
All right? It's up to 23. So what? So it's up to 23. I can hear it real good. You know, my wife could hear it really good. and then when you get the hearing aids, all of a sudden I'm looking at the television and it's 10 or 11, and there's a huge difference. And you don't realize, you just don't know what you don't hear. You really don't.
Right.
And people are pretty stubborn sometimes about, I don't really need it, you know. I told this story on here once before about my sister-in-law who was in the hospital, and she's about 90, and she can't hear. So the nurse comes out and talks to the daughter and says, oh, your mother's doing quite well, and she's hearing pretty good. So the daughter says, my mother really can't hear. So she said, why don't you go back and try something? So she goes back in and talks to my sister-in-law and says, I hear you have AIDS. And she says, yes. You know, and that's a true story. In other words, she really didn't hear a word she said, but she was so used to going yes.
Well, you know, one of the lines that I speak with my seniors is when I tell them about the hearing loss and they say, well, I think I could wait a little longer. I said, you know what? You can wait if you like. But just remember that when you're sitting at your table with your relatives and you're answering incorrectly, or you're not paying attention, or you're acting a little odd, when they leave, they go home and they say, gee, I think Joe is losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's not paying
attention.
He
is losing it.
And that's what's happening. He's not, but they're thinking he's losing it. So I say, if that's what you want, then you can continue and wait.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That was my father. He needed hearing aids and didn't get them till very late in life. And people would say something to him. It would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, absolutely, go, Johnny. It's like, oh, he just said his mother died. oh, what, are you crazy? But, I mean, this is an exaggeration, but that's how stupid it was.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, you know, that was cheap.
But that's not an exaggeration either, though. That's how it works.
What?
That's not an
exaggeration. No, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And it is, money is a lot of the issues for the seniors. Many of them don't have the money to pay.
Well, I didn't realize they're not covered.
There's only certain companies that cover... you know, there are certain insurances that will give an allowance. I think that's something that we need to fight for the elderly.
Why is that, you know? I mean, like, you know, if you had a hip replacement, they're going to pay for your hip. They're going to pay for anything else medically.
You
pay for your dentures.
And it is not inexpensive. And you really, I'm not selling for audiologists, but you really do have to go to an audiologist who is going to have to smack some money onto the cost of the hearing aids so they can support you for the next couple of years.
It's for the professional time.
Yeah.
Because
we
support them for their warranty. So if they get a 3-year warranty, we see them for those 3 years and it's covered. So, you know, that's...
And there's
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, there's an ongoing maintenance.
Yeah.
Like in my case, you use batteries one a week. You get those.
One a week?
Yeah, one a week.
One a week.
You get those as part of the deal. There are filters that go into the hearing aid to help block out.
Right. Wax guards.
Wax and stuff, and you got to change them once in a while. Those are all free. When you go, free is relative.
Right,
but
free,
it's all,
right.
It's
yeah.
all.
Oh, I thought it was just buying the thing. It was the $5,000-$6,000.
Like the VA, maybe you can get hearing aids.
Yes, the VA, veterans
are
covered.
Yeah, but they give you that thing that you stick in your ear. I mean,
no.
They do
a nice job, the veterans.
Oh, they do?
Association.
Yeah, I have friends who've gone
do.
To the VA for hearing aids. And I'm a veteran, and I actually could do it, but I'm a little reluctant to give up my friend. Because it provides me with such good support.
But the truth is that when I see a veteran and I tell them, if you're eligible, you should take advantage. They served our country, and they should. And the veterans do a wonderful job there with the hearing aids.
I'm eligible.
Yeah, so
Otto could get the same ones he has now?
He could get whatever brands. They sell the same brand hearing aids that any of us private practitioners would sell.
Oh, okay.
And
then
the Lions Club, I know Larry is involved with a Lend an Ear program where they would provide, based on income, hearing aids.
We also have a scholarship form for people that do have difficulty paying that they fill out. And based on their income, if we could help, we do.
Right.
In our office also.
No, it's important because, I mean, but the bigger importance is getting the word out there, like what you're saying. And the shame of all these things, and I say it all the time, if something happens in your life at the age of 18, you figured it out by the time you're 30. I mean, you know, when your hearing goes at 65, 70, 75, it's the first time. You don't really talk that much about it. And then you said it was 7 years.
Well, what convinced me, again, I'm trying to dominate this whole thing.
What convinced me
was the family was sitting around. We were playing a game. And everybody said, oh, that sound is annoying. I said, what sound? There was some kind of a beep going on with this game. I did not hear the beep. So I said, are you serious? There is a beep going on? That's when I decided I better really look into this because I could not hear the beep.
Okay.
Everybody else in the room heard the beep, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. So then I said, you know, there's got to be something really wrong here.
Right.
And I'm glad I did it. You know, it's a slow process. You know, it's not a quick fix to get a hearing aid. I'm a little leery right now. They're promoting the new...
Over-the-counter,
stick it in your ear for less money, by quite a lot less money than hearing aids. They're called hearing aids, but there's absolutely zero support. You get it out of the box, you stick it in your ear, and hopefully it works. Like I have custom molds for my ears, you know, some weird shape in my ear.
Right, okay.
You know? But who the hell knows that otherwise? You know, you don't know.
No, but looking at you, I would have said,
yeah,
you
would have figured
out this guy is weird.
And you, I
Why
know,
is he doing
you would be a natural. You would need custom.
Actually, oh, Susan, we only have a few seconds left. What's the phone number for Milneck? We didn't give it out. Which
the phone number for Milneck is out right into the Center for Hearing Health is 516-628-4300.
628-4300.
Right.
And that's it. Anybody can call anytime, make an appointment.
Yes.
Come out to see you.
Well, the van.
The van's going to be going around the town.
Yes.
Oh, we've been talking. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I haven't been here in a couple weeks.
Call 311, and you get, there's a whole long schedule of the van.
Right. We're going to be around,
to
several
stops.
Places.
There's there's 15, 20 stops coming up.
Yes.
We can't read that all off, but they could call 311 and find out when the van will be near where they want to go.
September 25th is the first one,
and
so
we will
be talking about that.
They can also go on our website, to the Milneck website, the van website, and it has all of the listing of all our van events.
Well, the best way to do this is call 311 because I see the schedule.
Okay.
And whoever calls 311 will get the information.
There's an Apple Fest at Milneck tomorrow.
Yes, our Apple Fest is this weekend. It starts tomorrow. So we would love to have whoever would like to come. And the Center for Hearing Health will be open on Saturday
I've
and Sunday.
To the Apple Fest.
All free hearing screenings and hearing aid help.
Okay, terrific.
For the
we
two
have
days.
To take a hop.
Okay.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.